of the Trade.
Hi Nadim, how are you? Nadim, did I say that
you said close that enough? Perfect, man.
Okay. Quite good to me.
I'm fine, man. How are you guys?
Good. And of course, are Scalper.
That's right.
Right on. Hey, whereabouts do you hail from? Let's get the accent out of the way for everybody.
Well, I was born and bred in London.
Right on.
I've been there 10 years now.
Wow, so strong. You've been here 10 years?
Yeah.
And John was saying you're living out...
Bethel's Beach.
Around that area, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's where everybody from London, wants to go, I think. Eh? It's like... Just
there's
go
few,
live it.
There's a few people out there from London.
Is it?
Some kind of
no.
weird mag. not that many. Don't get too worried, man.
Hey, look, I thought right off the bat we should probably play a sort of an older Scalper tune so everybody can initiate themselves with your vibe.
Yeah, lovely.
And then we'll come back and talk about your rad piece of kit. You've got the Native Instruments Machine Mark II.
Awesome.
And you're just going to have a little muck around on that and just tell us the ways. Teach us the ways.
Yeah, man. We'll see what we can do, eh?
What can you tell us about Lunatics?
Well, Lunatics, it's basically sometimes feeling caught up in the chaos of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm dragged into this lunatic's asylum as well and trying to free yourselves from it. And
sick.
Just sometimes seeing the lunacy in everything that we do and we're a part of and get subjected to and stuff.
Right on.
You won't see them again. Someone led to fear them, hurt them. Now you won't see them again. Reached out for some, open-hearted, and they spat it back, broken heartless. So when it breathes, I breathe with it. For when it leaves, we don't leave with it. For it comes uninvited.
Scalper, ladies and gentlemen, Lunatics, and we do have the man himself in the studio right now. Obviously, your music is quite in the box, like you're working on sounds in the computer, and then you sort of trigger and muck around with them using this machine, right?
Yeah, I mean, I use the various sounds. I've got an old S950 Akai sampler from the 90s.
Wow, right.
another Emu one. So I've got discs with old sounds on there. So
they're very unique, those old samples. They do have a sound about them, eh?
Yeah, they've got the 8-bit sound or whatever it is. Yeah. And I'll sample from records, anywhere where I can get a sound, and then I just manipulate. In the last couple of years, I've been using this Maschine, as it's pronounced in German.
And Native Instruments is the brand name.
Yeah, and basically I've used it as a... I'll get the sound and I'll chop in. It has 16 pads on the front where you can just chop up a rhythm or something into 16 different small pieces, however you want.
Yeah, and then play them in your own
way. And it's just experimenting and playing around with sounds, and then until something comes into the vibe that you're looking for or whatever that you connect with.
What is it about this particular Maschine?
I don't think it is it called Maschine, or are you just like in that vibe?
That's how it's in German. It's spelled as Maschine. It's German for Maschine, but English speaking people always.
So I just don't want to assume that John knows what he's doing.
You can call it the Maschine if you want, but I would rather say Maschine.
Yeah.
No, let's keep it German for sure.
Okay.
What was the question?
What is it about this that you love so much?
Well, it's just the ease of it. I was always based on, I had the sampler, so I was using a MIDI controller, like a keyboard, just for playing my drums and stuff like that for years and years. And then I just thought, oh, you know what? I see people, all hip-hop artists or a lot of hip-hop producers have used the MPC and stuff like that.
They have very MPC-style pads on there.
Exactly, and I've never really had that MPC thing. I thought, well, let me try something different. And then I saw a write-up about this, and I thought I'd try it. And especially because of the fact that anything you make on there, you can drag a file instantly straight onto my Logic.
Great.
Which is another program on my computer.
That's what I use as well.
So I can go back and forth, and that's the ease of it I like. And it changes the algorithms are slightly different.
Right.
So that means for people out of the algorithms on the music thing, it might sound a slightly bit different, but generally holds the
true
energy
to how
of
it was.
What you want. And then I arrange it on my Logic, and then I'll add sound. So I use it as a really quick sketch pad. It's really good for that.
Okay.
You can go from sketch pad into full production on these, you know, with their software.
You were saying it's one of those things where it's been a device has been made and it can actually do a lot of stuff, and you will only use it for a couple of things, what it's actually capable of. And I think that's true to most people, that these companies, they have to make kind of, you know, far out, they've got to cram so much into a little box, you know.
That's right, because there's people out there who want
everything,
real tech heads, you know,
yeah,
really get
right.
deep. But for me, I'm a simple guy. And, I like simple things.
Down by the beach.
And if it works, it works, and I can do what I need to do
without
too much headache about it. Like,
let's have a blat, I reckon. Let's sort of show. John and I will just maybe talk about what's going on. Maybe you have a little muck around.
Can I just ask? The sampler, do you mainly sample, like, you're a bit of a crate digger and you sample stuff from old records?
Anywhere.
Or do you also play music and then sample that? Does that happen very often?
Sometimes. I mean, I'm not competent in any musical instrument as such, but I have got a guitar, electric guitar and piano sounds. I'll pick them up and I'll put some effects through the plugins on my computer. And
get
I'll try and go about
noise.
With it, you know, and I'll tune into the loop I might have going in front of me, and then I'll try some things and then play it over 2-3 minutes and find bits in there, chop them up, change the pitch.
Cool,
just experiment. I'm basically experimenting, and I've got no idea what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, if it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But when it does, and it seems to have done for, you know, since I've been doing my music, I just wait, keep playing around. And
does it seems to me like your music, the beat really services the vocal, because your content is very sort of conscious and it's quite heavy. So, I mean, the beat just sort of keeps you in the zone. But really, for me, it's about the vocal with your music. Is that sort of where it's at? Did I fuck that up?
No. I'm looking for the atmosphere for the story I'm trying to tell.
Yeah.
And usually it comes like that. And
I guess that's where stretching samples really helps, because it just creates like such a gnarly textures and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
And so I don't really, honestly, I play it. All I can say to anyone out there, if you want to do the music with chocolate, just play and enjoy music. Mm. It's fun. And things will happen.
And that's where, if it's good kit, it's good workflow, then you keep coming back to when you want to do it, eh? You
know? And then I'll have a lyric, and then I'll be writing, and then I'll go through some of the beats. I might have made some early, you know, little ideas, and then I find a match.
Set.
And then I'll expand on that.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, are we all plugged in?
I'm going to turn you...
Okay.
Let's plug that in there, man. Let's make it real. And I'll just turn this up here, and we'll
sure
hear...
That is...
We'll just remind everyone, this is a Native Instruments Maschine Mark II.
Can you hear that? Got anything?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is just a little example of something. It's
Got a bit of a hum there.
Yeah, a little bit. It is what it is, though. I think if we play over
we
it,
try,
we'll
we could try this.
Another lead?
I think that's even worse, but let's try it. Because this is what it's live radio. We live in life, yeah. Let's just, okay.
It's a bit crusty, don't we?
Yeah. I think I'm welcome to BFM.
That's better.
Let's see,
see
what we got.
Which one do I have again?
It sounded like you had it before.
Here we go.
Yeah?
We got
is
anything?
That something?
No. That one?
That sounded right. Yep, we're good there.
So this is just two sound, little rhythms. One's like an electric guitar and it was a bass thing. So I've just chopped them up into 16 pieces. And I'll do quick chops because I really work quick. Chop them up quick, get a vibe.
Just chop them right on the transient kind of thing, right where the moment.
Sometimes,
sort of
yeah. And sometimes just move it just to how it feels, you know? Like I get a feel of it and so. Because when they all connect together, sometimes they... So,
do you need this 808 beat? Or?
No, I've got a beat on there. Just so you can mix it after. So you got each sound. So, so I'm playing these individually.
There you go.
Right.
Sounding like a little Honra track at the moment.
Yeah, so it's all just mixed up and you can just then I'll press, it's got a sequencer where you can press play and
nice.
I've got like three of the sounds making this rhythm. So I loop that over and then you got, I've just to make it simple, just put a loop with it, you know, like then you can add any kind of beat however you want and so on.
Yo.
And then you've got the other sound. So in between that, the way this is working, how I've got it set, I've got a polyphony, one note.
Right.
So the other is cut out.
But you can't overlap. Yeah,
well, you
yeah,
can.
Yeah.
You can to have it up to 16.
Right.
So I like it like this, where I'm playing around and I can do things like...
So it gets out of the way, yeah, the next. John, are you going to start rapping or what, man? Don't just sit there.
So, you can just, then certain things start happening.
Yeah,
you know,
you just
lose yourself in a zone, you just play about, start on pitches, and then magic happens.
And then you can record that performance, right?
Yeah, you record that, and then you can record in different sequences. You know, you can have like a one section, we'll play one way, and have another on the sequencer, have it play it another way, and then mix them up or connect them together.
Nice.
And then I just play around till I get a nice little vibe, and then.
Should we leave this beat for a second and just let John read the Wikipedia of what the machine actually is? Because we like
cool.
just getting the nerdy,
yeah,
the, like whatever someone's written on Wikipedia. It's just a good, nice little thing.
Machina, or as Big Hungry like to call it, the Machine-y. Well, the Machina is a hardware-software digital audio workstation developed by Native Instruments. As we mentioned before, they're German. Machina consists of a controller that connects to the included sequencing software, which can be installed on any compatible computer or laptop.
The facts! Man, I really like that, like, monk sample, eh? What's that? That's rad. What's going on there?
It's just a chop. I think it's like a little choir in the song.
Yeah.
So if you just chop it up, you can make it do, and you can stretch out each one or add a reverb or a delay to one, you know.
And you need to plug it into a computer, though, or can you use a standalone, or does it have to?
No, unfortunately, it's not a standalone unit.
No, all good.
Straight into a computer, and it has its own software, and play around.
Hey, should we just mention to everybody, where can we next catch Scalper, if we wanted to see this go down in the flesh?
Well, you catch me, I'm doing a gig on New Year's Day at the Om Festival, which is spelled A-U-M.
Yeehaw.
I think it's the third, fourth year of running the festival we've been running.
Yeah,
it's been it's mainly a dance psychedelic festival, but they're trying to include more diverse acts this year. And
they got old mates Push, old mate Mike Havoc's band Push.
That's
on the
right.
Bill.
I saw there's Push, Mihirangi, yes. Ben Rama, Altium, and there's more. And the website's om.co.nz. If people want tickets,
it looks like a gnarly party, man.
Yeah, I've heard reports that it is a great party, but it's also family friendly if anyone does.
Oh, definitely. There's a children's
grab the swagger kids and take them along.
And workshops and
you know, markets, food, all the usual festival stuff.
Nice.
Southhead, yeah, 1 hour drive from Auckland. It's on a lovely deer farm. And there's 4 music zones. And it's run by a lovely bunch of people.
So good vibes.
If you
what time you said you were sort of closing out a stage as well, doing like
New Year's Day, closing the Bush Theatre stage between 9 and 10. So you can catch me. I've got the full rhythm section with a drum and bass.
Sweet.
Joining me on stage. So it's a rocking set, which I've been.
Yeah, actually, I was going to ask because we were cruising through. Well, John was talking off air before and asking all these questions and smoking all our barrels, basically, and I told him off. but we see, I've just noticed on your Facebook, you do play live with the drummer. Does the drummer have like an in-ear and just is throwing down on the beats that you've already got? No, or do you let him?
No, the drummers usually, I'll give them the set. I've got various drummers in different places where I play.
Right.
And just makes it easier for cost effective. So I travel by myself and then I'll work with local musicians in the different towns.
That's mint as well, because you just, that's the vibe,
It's really cool, because then you're incorporating the local thing.
Yeah, man.
It's a cool, good vibe, man. So I usually send them the set as early as I can, and they'll practice. And no ear pierces, mate.
Nice.
Keep you it. Learn the tracks. Learn the tracks.
Let
mate.
It flow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, do you use Machina if you were playing in a live setting, or is it just all live musicians?
Yeah, no. It's just I run the set, the music set from the computer, and then the drum and bass on top of that.
Sick.
Okay. And then my vocals live, obviously.
Nice.
For the moment, that's the one that works, and. That's what I've been touring with in Europe and Southeast Asia with, and it's been going down well so far. So
cool as, man. Hey, Nadim, aka Scalper, thanks a million for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me in, man.
Right,
appreciate
on.
That.
And enjoy your
nice
New
Year. Nice to meet you as well.
I really hope to catch you live sometime. I do enjoy your music. And we've got something off your new EP about to play right now.
Oh, yeah. I just released an EP last week called Rook's the Want EP on Coyote Music in France. This is the lead single, Rooks, Ravens, Magpies, Crows. There's a video to that on YouTube, just been released. So,
but people can get this at like
Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp,
easy.
Scalper.bandcamp. At the moment, the last album was on vinyl and CD, but this one at the moment just digital, and then we'll go from there. You know,
right on,
and build from there.
Thanks again, mate.
No, thank you very much. Right, appreciate it.
Slow execution, executing myself, myself, me, me, myself, and I, we, all together now, so now shall see. I've been ravaging, we've been killing for so long. Droplets, diamonds, weaving spells, wake me fresh, the dew morning smells. Rooks, ravens, magpies, crows. Rooks, ravens, magpies, crows. Seek no heaven for the fear of hell. All I want is of love to smell. All I want is of love to smell. I seek no heaven for the fear of hell. All I want is of love to smell. All I want is of love to smell. All I want is of love to smell.
That was Tools of the Trade.